taking our seats for practice now? Letting your posture be one that feels sustainable. Taking good care of your posture. And if you're sitting, remembering with the chairs, you want your feet flat to the floor, perhaps with your knees a little lower than your bottom. That helps the spine to straighten out naturally. If you're on a bench, that happens naturally from the angle of the bench. If you're on a cushion, make sure you're supported under your knees. And take a moment too to just take care of the rest of your torso by rolling your shoulders as we've been doing, up, back, and down a few times, loosening them up. And one last time, up, back, and down, gently flattening the shoulder blades to your back, lifting the chest, opening the heart, nice soft front, receptive to meet this life, and a strong back with strength, resilience to meet this life. And be sure to soften down your arms to your hands and take good care of head and neck, that your chin's not arched upwards but is softly, slightly downwards or parallel to the floor. And your eyes may be open or closed, but soft and downwards. If they're open. And just feel with interest and friendliness, keeping your intentions for this day alive. And just notice with this interest and friendliness how it just feels to be sitting here, just as you are. And without letting yourself get sleepy, see if you can just relax a little further into sitting. You might find it helpful to do a little scan through the body and just notice, where am I holding? And can a little gentle awareness soften that? Letting your awareness right now be nice and wide, feeling all those touch points. And letting your awareness open into all the sounds. So you have a sense of body sitting, and all the sounds are happening. They're coming and they're going. Everything is welcome. Letting to all the different thoughts and emotions be here. Let your awareness be nice and spacious, grounded in the body, in the earth, and yet very open and allowing of all that's arising. Not demanding that things be a certain way. And if at any point this very spacious awareness feels not grounded enough, then really ground again through all the touch points of the body touching the earth. And as it is apparent to you, begin to include the breath in this spacious awareness, so that you have breath and body as a whole, and the sounds and the thoughts and the emotions all coming and going just as they are. But let it be easeful, this awareness. Let it just be life as it is. The breath as it is, the body as it is, the sounds, the thoughts, the emotions. Yes, 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 yes. And feeling steady and grounded through it all. Can we just let life be as it is, with a spirit of welcome and interest? And you may find it helpful to facilitate this by bringing a little bit of a smile into your practice, letting the corners of your eyes gently turn up and the corners of your lips. Perhaps there's something sweet that you've been aware of that you might have a sense of smiling towards. The sound of a bird, a pleasant thought that had moved through, or emotion or sensation, or the sweetness of the air, the sweetness of this earth. And you may find it helpful to have a sense of breathing into the smile at your eyes, at your lips, and letting that sense of the smiling into this life radiate through the body, into your heart, a smiling heart, receiving all that is. Smiling down to the belly. And smiling all the way through our extremities, to our fingertips, to our toes. So a sense of whole body, sitting, being breathed, smiling, and receiving all of the experiences, the sensations, the breath, the sounds, the thoughts, the emotions. All are part of this earth, this life. If at any point you feel lost with the practice, with it being so spacious, just really ground again into the body, the touch points. Feel the body being breathed. And the smile can also help to ground. Yes, this too, all of this showing moment to moment to moment and going. Can we sit with a receptivity to the life that's here? Can we smile at it? All that may show. Can we say yes to life? Poet William Stafford has a poem called Yes. It could happen any time. Tornado, earthquake, Armageddon, it could happen. Or sunshine, love, salvation. It could, you know. That's why we wake and look out. No guarantees in this life. But some bonuses, like morning, like right now, like noon, like evening. not getting lost in our worries, our preoccupations, the thoughts and emotions. Let them move through, just like the sounds move through. Ground to the earth through the body, through the breath, through the smile. If you're feeling too much of a whirlwind of emotional experience, really ground through your feet, your legs, your bottom, and your hands at your lap. And with a spirit of acceptance, yes, this too, these troubling feelings and thoughts, these too are part of the life of this planet. And so much a part of these challenging times. I'm not alone with this. It might not be the life we would have ordered. It is the life we've received. Can we be with it, with friendliness, saying yes to it, to all of it? Gunilla Norris writes in her poem, Paradox of Noise. It is a paradox that we encounter so much internal noise when we first try to sit in silence. It is a paradox that experiencing pain releases pain. It is a paradox that keeping still can lead us so fully into life and being. Our minds do not like paradoxes. We want things to be clear so we can maintain our illusions of safety. Certainty breeds tremendous smugness. When we sit in stillness, we are profoundly active. Keeping silent, we hear the roar of existence. Through our willingness to be the one we are, we become one with everything.